What's up, movie fans, and welcome to episode 3 of The Crick Blixom Show on StinkyBoyProductions.com. I am your host, Jack Blitz. Today's show is sponsored by the Circle Tapper app, which was called by Apple on their App Store the next Flappy Bird. It is available for free download. The game is fun and addicting, so you guys gotta get it. It is a download you will not regret. It is so awesome, so you gotta get this app. Remember, that's Circle Tapper. Alright, so on today's show, I wanted to talk about the upcoming Star Wars Episode 7 film, as they made a big announcement this week in regards to the cast of the upcoming movie. Mark Hamill and other veterans from the original Star Wars series, such as Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford, have all verified they will be returning to the cast of the new movie. It has also been verified that the cast has been filled by some younger, lesser-known actors, including Oscar Isaac and John Boyega, and it is almost certain that these actors will be participating and doing the more action stunt sequences in the movie, because let's face it, these older veteran actors aren't in their prime anymore and will not be able to do the same stuff they were able to do in the original series. With that being said, this announcement has been getting some mixed reactions from both fans and critics of the Star Wars series. Many are not sure if the older cast members will be able to deliver the same captivating, compelling performance they delivered in the original series, so that is a concern to many. This has also brought up questions about how big the roles of these older cast members will be in the film, because let's face it, other than Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher haven't had as prominent roles in recent years, so many don't want that to hinder and deter the movie. After all this criticism, I wouldn't say it's criticism, after all the speculation about the film was released, Mark Hamill came out and released a statement after a script reading with the cast in regards to the new members, saying, and I quote, "Wow, they're good. The saga is in superb hands." So coming from pretty much the face of the Star Wars franchise, that everything's going good, the new cast members are great, I believe him, and I'm very excited for this upcoming film. And I think that reassured many of the Star Wars fans that were kind of concerned about how big the roles will be for the veteran actors who are returning. Again, my personal opinion is I love the Star Wars films, and I have approved of the direction they have gone in with the selling to Disney and all of that. And the fact that this movie will be directed by one of the greatest sci-fi directors in movie history, J.J. Abrams, who has also directed the Star Trek series of late, is another reason to be very excited for this film. He does an excellent job with everything he does, especially his sci-fi movies. So for the fans and even the critics, this is something to be very excited about. He is, in my opinion, one of the better directors in Hollywood for any type of movie. With all that being said, in the end, this movie does not come out until December of 2015. That's over a year away. So with all the speculation, all the criticism that the Star Wars franchise and the movie has been getting, you can't really take any of that into account. It's so long away. We haven't even gotten a plot yet. So until more details about the story have been released, we can't start making judgments and we can't start criticizing the film. So with that being said, I am very excited. I have always been a Star Wars fan. And like Mark Hamill said, I think the direction that they are going in is for the betterment of the franchise. All right, guys, that is it for today. Thank you so much for watching today's episode. And let us know what you think about the direction the Star Wars franchise has taken in the past couple years in the comments, and your thoughts on the upcoming movie, its cast members, and what you hope to see in the movie by leaving us comments on our website or on our social media sites. As always, guys, thanks for watching, and I will see you guys later.